12 forwards, 6 D, and 2 goalies, because the cap crunch, if Marner comes off the IR tomorrow, here we go. Hyman's back, Dermott's back.
Well, and eventually Trevor Moore will come back.
Trevor Moore, they said it's still weeks away. But
I saw him
he's on
working
a
out
ticket,
the other day.
Though, right?
Yeah.
He's like 700 grand, 800 grand.
Yeah.
So not as difficult to mix him in. But,
hi, Bob.
Anyway,
hello,
Bob
Jonas.
In studio. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're talking about Mitch Marner. It sounds like he's going to play tomorrow night.
Wednesday? That sounds like it. Little ripple effect. I heard you guys, the tail end of the conversation there. Got to drop three bodies.
Three guys. So Shore is one of them today.
Well, put it this way. I would think yes, but assuming he clears waivers, you have the option. Because you've already...
Yeah, you can keep him.
You could keep him if you want. You could send somebody else, put somebody else down if you want. It's going to be, the way the thing's set up right now, you've got Marinson up, so it gives him seven defensemen. Marner comes into the lineup, three have to come out, or three off the roster, rather. One of them could very well be Shore, but you can send, Marinson could be one of them, too.
Right back down. With
right back down. Yeah. He doesn't need waivers to go down.
Yeah.
Shore, if he clears, he can go down. And then you've got to figure out which one of Patan, Freddie,
Timoshov,
Engvall, Timoshov, Spezza. Five guys.
Engvall makes it a spicy meatball.
He does. So actually, it would be, if you put Shore in the mix, there's six fourth-line forwards, potentially, and two of them would have to go. Or
right.
If you wanted to keep Marinson for any reason, three of them would have to go.
Well, I just checked. Engvall doesn't need waivers.
He doesn't need waivers.
So that's helpful.
Okay, there you go.
So that, but he, I've liked.
But he's been really good.
His game, he's played well.
Yeah, on merit, he deserves to be there.
Stay.
And obviously, you know, he was really good with the Marlies. He, you know, they, I think they wanted to bring him up. They just weren't sure. I think before the coaching change, how well or how quickly it would be received.
That's what's so interesting about this. The decisions that they're making now are different,
than
they would have made under Babcock. Like, Nick Shore would not probably be going anywhere if Mike Babcock was still the coach. He would be playing tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, he would be.
It's nuts. Yep. And Jason Spezza, like, who knows where he would be?
Spezza's an interesting one because right now, other guys are playing ahead of him.
Yeah.
And yet, he was given more opportunity immediately,
mm-hmm.
and in part because of injury, like with Kerfoot and a suspension. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will. I mean, this is what you've been waiting for in Toronto all year. They have not had a healthy lineup really at any point. And even though Trevor Moore's out, Trevor Moore will be a fourth line player, I think, when he returns.
And I think he could be back in anywhere from a week on.
Yeah, Trevor Moore, you
mean? Yeah. Yeah. So.
But Marner returning this quickly, I was not expecting that.
No, no, and you always have to get him out there. I always worry with guys with high ankle sprains.
Yes.
You just, and hey, listen, Rantanen came back on Saturday for Colorado, and he lit it up and looks great and mm-hmm. seems to be fine. You know, somebody in the medical business once told me about high ankle sprains, and I've used this line often, when you think you're 100%, wait two more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because the manner in which the twisting and turning of the ankle, and it can really aggravate the condition, and sometimes the sheath that goes over the ligaments and the tendons isn't fully healed. And so you hope for the best. And because if you get a setback, sometimes you're going right back to square one. But hey, listen, the Leafs have a really good sports science department. He wouldn't be playing if they didn't think he was ready. But you still, I always, with those high ankle sprains, I always kind of hold my breath for the player for a game or two.
Bob McKenzie, our hockey insider in studio. So John Hines, the head coach of the New Jersey Devils, he was fired earlier today. They announced an interim head coach. Now, their season, I think it's already down the drain. I don't
think
they're going to be able to get back in it.
Sure looks that way.
But with what's happening right now in the game, there's a part of me that looks at this interim head coach and I wonder, is that really what they wanted to do? Or were they looking at someone else and they're like, you know what? We got to vet that, or we've got to, I don't know if it's a position we want to look into. You know I'm saying? Like, it's toxic.
To your point, and we talked about this on Insider Dream, one of the things that I think is going to be the most immediate byproduct of everything that's happened with the Babcock story, the Peters story, the Mark Crawford story, and on we go, and who knows what else. But I think one of the most immediate byproducts is that there is going to be a greatly enhanced vetting process. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know this for a fact. I wouldn't be surprised if teams or leagues or associations, if they start looking and saying, you know what, we need to bring in an independent third party to do a much deeper background check on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you don't want to get into American cell politics of Senate confirmation hearings where the new coach has to sit in front of
Oppo
a whole bunch
research.
Of people and go through it. But obviously this highlights an inadequacy on every level. So I think that process needs to become more sophisticated. But to your point, it also becomes a lot more time consuming. In this instance for New Jersey, I mean, losing to Buffalo the way they lost last night, losing on the weekend, playing the way they have, it's just like, you know what, the season's on fire. We need to make a change right now. And so let's just promote an assistant coach, Alain Nasruddin, and he's the interim head coach, and we'll figure it out as we go here.
Yeah, I don't dispute that at all. I just thought of it on the fly. I'm like, I wouldn't be shocked if there was teams that's like, you know, we wouldn't, Three weeks ago, I would hire this guy, but I've heard some stuff, and I don't know if I can do it right now.
Well,
because what if I hire him?
It's not even that you've heard some stuff; it's that you haven't heard anything, and you better find out.
Right? What if you hire him and then something comes out?
Yeah, because what general managers and team owners and presidents are quickly figuring out is that this could blow up and blow up big, given the scrutiny and the spotlight that's there. So yeah, you know, buyer beware, or you know, hire beware.
Bob McKenzie in studio. So Caden Primo has been called up by the Habs. I don't think he's going tonight. Price is going tonight, I believe so. But they have a back to back coming up. Colorado on Thursday, at the Rangers on Friday. If they lose tonight, What do you do with this back-to-back? Do you bring up a kid, his first start, to stop the bleeding at the Bell Center?
That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Kazimir Kaskasuo made his first start in Pittsburgh on the second half of back-to-back.
Stop the bleeding. And
team
that
in turmoil.
Go?
It didn't go
right.
well.
Right.
But you said the Colorado's in Montreal on Thursday.
On Thursday. They're at the Rangers on Friday.
Yeah, so I've got to think, I could be wrong, but I've got to think you probably start Primo on Friday.
I think so, too, but that's the winnable game.
It really depends on what happens
tonight, right?
And really to happen, see how Kerry goes tonight.
Maybe start both.
If they lose tonight, well, but Price hasn't been. He's not playing. Like they started Kincaid. It wasn't a back to back.
I know.
They just said we got to start somebody new in Boston.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think was yesterday not the anniversary.
The 100
Patrick. Of Patrick Waugh.
Oh no, I don't know that.
Of the Patrick Waugh Mario Tremblay game.
No, I don't know.
I think it might have been. I'm not sure. Somebody looked that up. Research staff.
Yeah, find that out. Because I know it's the 110th anniversary of the team. The
grappler's on it.
Yeah, he'll be grappling with Google and HockeyDB. Because they're doing a really cool thing tonight at the Bell Center. All the players are wearing the old jersey. I mean, it's going to be a really cool scene. But I don't get the impression like anyone in Montreal is in the mood to celebrate the past. Because they're freaking out about the present right now.
They're not. But they played better the last two games. And I know that's hollow because they've winless in eight. But how would you feel going into this game tonight if your last game was an 8-1 loss to the Boston Bruins instead of a 3-1 loss where for 40 minutes you played flawless hockey? Mm-hmm. You got to build on that, and you got to try and find a way to get on the right side of it.
We'll find out. All right, Bob.
Awesome.
Good seeing you, man.
Off to do Leafs, Flyers.
Leafs, Flyers tonight on TSN4. The O-Dog's got some homework. I don't know if he told you about this.
Did he do some?
Oh, well, this is good. Tell Bob.
He's supposed to mix in like some of the soccer terms. Like we've got an obsession with Stephen Caldwell, like tantalizing match and blistering counterattack. So he's going to try to mix it into his analysis tonight. So be ready for that because he might do it with an accent.
Bob could even steal it and do it himself.
Yeah, you could.
So I've got to pay attention to that. And Caldwell, I'm assuming he's Scottish, correct?
Yes, Caldwell is
heavily Scottish. I just wanted to make sure that I'm pretty good with those accents because my dad was from Ireland. But what I'm prepared now to do, if I see O going for that, I'm going to maybe have to say to him, "Oh, if it's not Scottish, it's crap."
Right. That's the blistering.
He'll go in the Elmer Fudd Hall of Fame for that.
Right. We were trying to say the Elmer Ferguson, and I'm like, "What is it called, Elmer?" And he goes, "The Elmer Fudd." Deadpan. Elmer Fudd. You're a part of the
I've got a Fudd.
You got a
there
Fudd.
You go.
I have a Fudd plaque.
Yeah, that's going to be an overdraft thing. That's, if anyone we really like, you're going into the Elmer Fudd.
Professional hockey wide.
Well, there you go. Bob's the first member.
Yeah, you're in. You're officially in the
inaugural class.
Okay, yeah, if I don't get down onto the set for the Leaf game, I'm going to be the
good luck
last member.
You're going into the
Thanks,
Fudd
Bob.
Officially.
Thanks, guys.
There's Bob McKenzie, your hockey insider.